This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation on another day, Thursday, the last day of June 2016. I'm here forever, it would seem, and that's something that pleases me. My name is Doug Steffen. I hope that you're pleased, that I'm pleased, that Kara Schillen is here. I hope she's pleased that she's here as the official break begins. I don't know where official came from, but I know that there are many people listening to me right now who normally would not be listening at this hour because they're in a car. There are a lot of truck drivers that listen. There are fewer of them at the moment because most everything in the country has come to a halt. This and Christmas are the times in the year when people reflect, or they don't reflect, they just stop. There's a lot of reflection going on, I think, because it is the 4th of July. And just in time for the 4th of July weekend, you'll all be happy to know if you're traveling. And there are tens of millions of you who will hit the road this weekend. As I say, many people on the road now left yesterday. Some people took the entire week off. Some people decided to take 2 weeks off last week and this week, or this week and next week. That's how the combo goes. According to the AAA, gas prices across the country are at an all-time low on average. But there's always a but there, right? The number of states, here's one in particular, New Jersey, increasing the gas tax starting tomorrow by as much as 23 cents a gallon. What a damnable outrage. Here's more of that story, the story behind the story.
AAA says gas prices for the Independence holiday weekend are going to be the lowest in a decade for motorists heading out this weekend at $2.31 average per gallon nationwide. That'll be great for motorists, and more travelers are expected to hit the roads than ever before for this holiday weekend. Now, despite the lower fuel prices, the gas taxes that states charge are going to be changing a bit, you might notice at the pump. The biggest change is being debated right now in the New Jersey legislature, where they're talking about raising the gas tax 23 cents so that they would reach 37.5 cents per gallon. They would go from one of the lowest rates in the country to one of the highest rates.
How about that, boys and girls? If you live in these areas, how about, I know there are a lot of people listen in northern, central, and southern New Jersey on at least the three stations that we have in New Jersey. What do you think about that? 888-302-3684. We have a continuing conversation going at Twitter, at Good Day Show. So there's always a room, There's always a room in our home for your conversation, your point, your thought. So is the government, this is my take on all of these things. When taxes are increased, it's because of one thing, bad management. There's no reason to, but because they can. And it would seem to me this time, you're not going to see any federal taxes increase because everybody in Congress is up for re-election. You're not going to see any change in the tax structure as long as there's an election looming. So you won't have next year. Look for tax increases in some way, shape, or form next year, no matter who gets elected. Whether Trump, he says, I'm going to cut taxes. Well, he may in the right areas. But there is so much spending. Unless you're really, if you're really serious, you're going to cut spending, get rid of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. But politicians don't seem to want to do that. This is an age-old story. But as that reporter suggested, the study that's going on now, increasing taxes there. I know here in Massachusetts there's a 3 or 4 cent increase in the gas tax being suggested. And you know what they blame? Electric cars, more fuel-efficient cars. So you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you have a, if you've spent the money and bought a fuel efficient car, I think you may have heard me talking though earlier this week about our preferences, because as that gentleman pointed out, the cost of fuel is at an all, well, not an all time, but certainly for the last 14, 15 years, the average is lower than it has been. Remember when Newt Gingrich was running for national office? He said that the price ought to be $2.50 a gallon. Well, that was based on what they were paying a barrel, which was at that time about a buck, $140 or $130. It was very expensive. He said the price of the barrel of oil was too expensive, has been inflated by those in the Middle East who are not our friends, yada, yada, yada. So now the price is down. And another offshoot of this, you'll note, or perhaps you know, of the trouble that Venezuela is having. Venezuela is basically a big oil dump. That's all they have going on there. Have a little bit of agriculture, but no real industry. There's a lot of oil under Venezuelan soil. So with the cost going down, what the people running the government and the people in the country have lost sight of is the amount of money that was being spent by the government based on oil royalties. So they have programs that are out of control, and this is a country, as are the situations in many other countries, where they've overspent. That's the problem with Greece and some of the other lower mid-central European and northern Middle Eastern countries. They base everything on the price of oil. So, not cool. Doesn't work. In a moment, a focus on something that's connected to your car, and not driving and not how much it costs you to drive, but what you have for an airbag, or what you have for emissions control. So which company is it? You're thinking right away, Volkswagen. Well, maybe you're right, maybe you're not. I'll tell you the story in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like,
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame good anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one.
Anyone. That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
60 and after the hour, coming up, our 2020 news quiz question. So stand by for that or hold your ears for that or whatever it is that you slow down for that. Meanwhile, the story of the Toyota Motor Company. Toyota prides itself with having very happy customers. The situation, however, with their airbags, there are a couple of different problems that Toyota has had and does have. Maybe that's the correct way of putting it. Here's a report that basically underscores what it is you're going to have to put up with if you own a Toyota.
Toyota is recalling 3.4 million vehicles worldwide for separate issues involving a leaky fuel tank and airbag inflators that could potentially cause injuries. The fuel tank issue is the larger of the two, with nearly 2.9 million vehicles affected, including Prius and Corolla vehicles. The fuel tank could crack and cause leaks when it's full. The airbag recall affects Prius and Lexus CT models made between 2010 and 2012. An airbag inflator could crack and cause the airbags to expand. The inflator itself could also enter the vehicle and cause injuries. Toyota's airbag problems are unrelated to the Takata airbag recall that involved 60 million vehicles in the U.S. Takata's recall has been connected to 14 deaths and 100 injuries. Toyota said it isn't aware of any injuries or fatalities related to these most recent flaws.
All right, so how is their fare compared to Volkswagen? And once again, it's very interesting. I think it was earlier this week, Kara, or late last week, when the ratings came out. There were popular restaurant ratings that came out. I think also the J.D. Power survey of automobiles and whose was the best and which people respected the most. And there wasn't one American car, not one, on that list. And then I started thinking about what it is that people like about the Toyotas, for example. Well, they're comfortable, they're fairly economical, they hold up in the resale world, but are they really that much better or different? There are a lot of people who say Asian cars are built better than American or European cars.
Yeah, whether they're better or not, everyone I know, I mean, my roommate has a Prius, and everyone I know who has a Prius loves it.
Yeah.
They're diehard fans, and they would get a Prius, and then if something happens to it, they'll get another one. They'll buy them over and over again.
Yeah, right. There's something about the Prius, and some people will tell you it's a status thing. Others, they're really concerned about the environment. Well, here's one for you. Toyota says evaporated fuel emission control units in the Prius and the Corolla models prone to cracks, as the gentleman said, which may expand and lead to fuel leaks. I think that they've had so much demand for the Prius that they're not building them as well as they might. That'd be my speculative. I don't like Toyotas. I don't like Lexus. I don't like Asian cars, even though they are better. I just don't like them, and so I stay away from them. I had a Lexus once, and I had a Hyundai that I got for somebody once. But that's been my my foray into Asian cars. That's it. But everybody's different. You all have reasons for liking whatever you like. But there's the news, anyway, on Toyota. Speaking of news, here's our 2020 news quiz question. What food manufacturer opening a new restaurant in Times Square this weekend? Not exactly your normal New York restaurant bill of fare. Which company is it, and what are they serving? 888-302-3684. The prize is Life is Good When You Do the Work, a great book by Maria Trilogy, which will give you all kinds of light and heat and love, inspiration. Again, a new restaurant opening in Times Square this weekend. Would you go to a restaurant for the food that they're selling? This would be something. This would be a great conversation for those of you who are traveling, especially. But will this start a trend? What food manufacturer? This is not a food company, per se. They don't grow anything. They just manufacture, which is an interesting concept. Opening a new restaurant in Times Square this weekend. Not what the normal food is that's served in Times Square. What is it? What's the company? 888-302-3684. Happy 4th of July.
Are Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's behind the body enhancement boom? Plastic surgery has become more mainstream. I'll bet you meet somebody every day who's had plastic surgery, or you see somebody, and if it's been done well, you can't tell. Because of the fascination people have in plastic surgery and the huge number of doctors, the increase in patients, I invited Daniel C. Mills to be here. He's the president of the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, talking about how it can be done well. And I'm told by some people, Dr. Mills, that it's not as expensive as it used to be. I haven't looked into anything. I don't need anything enhanced. At least not that I know of at the moment. So, and is that maybe a fallacy? Is that one of the problems? People think that plastic surgery is only for breast enhancement or facelifts, that kind of thing. Is there a problem with that thinking?
Well, we do a lot of different things for reconstruction, for enhancement, or people to feel better about themselves. But price should not be the big factor that you go for. Who wants to take their car to the lowest bidder for something, and you only have one body? So I'm not right. Sure that the lowest price is the place to go. You need to do your research and go to somebody that's been well trained in plastic surgery. It's a 6-year residency after medical school, not weekend courses, and you know, do your research to make sure that you're going to be safe and that somebody's going to be doing something on you that is FDA approved and a reasonable procedure to do.
What is the term plastic surgery? What is there about this that's plastic, if anything?
Well, it goes back to the Greek, which is plastikos, which is to shape or mold. We think that most people think, well, plastic surgery, it, you know, had to do with breast enhancement. But no, it's rooted in Greek.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's good to know. I never knew that myself. There are those, you made a very good point here, the unsavory characters that are out there with all kinds of, you know, a dollar down and the chase is on. You can pay us $3 a week for the next 30 years and we'll fix your face. Well, there are certainly people who have money. I call upon Robert Redford's face, that visualization, and Meg
Ryan and her face in that visualization, two people who ought to have known better, came out of their plastic surgery looking horribly, at least I think. You know, see that from time to time. People, and then the other side of it is Jane Fonda, who's had work done. Man, you can't tell by looking at her. It's fabulous. So yeah. How do you know, you see these things, you wonder, okay, these people are smarter than that. How do they get somebody to do such a bad job on them?
You know, I wish I could tell you. I see people all the time that even in my area will go down to Mexico or that will go to somebody that, you know, did a weekend course just yeah. because it's cheaper. You know, I've seen celebrities that have done that and then come to me afterwards to try to fix it just because it was a little bit cheaper. There's no question that some people need better judgment.
All right, let's tell people, or let's work on this for a moment here. Sometimes you see people who've had lipo, for example, which is sort of a plastic surgery routine, and their fat comes back. So why does some of this stuff work and sometimes it doesn't work?
Well, in any medical procedure, there are risks, there are complications, there are things that you can expect and things that you can't. Liposuction certainly does work, but it's not for weight reduction. If you're doing liposuction for weight reduction, it is set by your pituitary. So if you gain weight, you're going to gain weight in other areas, maybe not in the I think that Kenny Rogers had lipo, and then he complained that his breast got bigger. Well, that will happen if you gain weight.
All right, Dr. Mills, thank you for this walk down an important lane. This is part of American life and life around the world, as a matter of fact. People want enhancements. They want to look better at the anti-aging crowd. So this is helpful information. Dr. Daniel Mills, president of the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery here.
A Napa guy knows the only way you give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Chatter. That's not what this is about. This is conversation. The difference between chatter and conversation. I guess depending on who your guru is, maybe there are some of you who think this is just idle chatter, but it's entertaining and good conversation, if I do say so myself. 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The 2020 News Quiz question, let's put our thinking caps on. It happens sometimes that people have an idea and they'll call and they'll hold on and then they'll go away. Wait a minute, that's not the right answer. Here's the right answer. Well, so far nobody holding has the right answer. So you have an opportunity to win this great, swell book, Life is Good, when you do the work. I'd like to think that much of my life is predicated on or built around some of the lessons that I've learned from Maria Trilogy, including the ones in this book. So there are essays in here, about 40 of them, that are 3 or 4 pages long. You read them and you put yourself into that position and think, this is how I can solve that problem. All right, so you can solve 2 problems. Solve problem of inspiration that comes from the information in the book Life is Good When You Do the Work, and you can tell the rest of the world what a smart cookie you are because you know the name of the company that is opening a Times Square restaurant this weekend. New restaurant, new kind of food. Kara did some research and found that there is another restaurant doing the same sort of thing in London. But that appears to be the only other place in the world that is serving this type of fare. Not exactly what you'd expect to get in a big Times Square restaurant. This is a company that's very well known, perhaps among the largest of the type of food that they serve. They're not known for owning restaurants. This, I think, is the first restaurant they will have opened, but they're going to serve only their own product, which is, I guess, not unlike... But, let's see, what can I do to not give this away but make it easier? You'll find this product in pretty much every grocery store or their products. They produce, Carol, you say, a couple dozen different products, all in the same genre.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, all right, maybe more than a couple of dozen products that have their name, their brand on it. So now they're taking what's known about their brand, and this is a Michigan company, by the way. The fellow who started this company's name stays with it. There are two consonants in it that have a duplicate. In other words, there are in the name, there are two consonants, and they're doubled. So there are four consonants, actually five consonants, two vowels. Silly how I break some of these things down. Anyway, if you know the name of the company that's opening this restaurant this weekend and what they're serving, you can eat stuff. You can buy it a lot cheaper in the grocery store and eat it at home, but that's not the idea. This is supposed to be a very interesting and zestful experience. So what food manufacturer, what food company opening in a restaurant in Times Square, what are they serving? This is their weekend, 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG, to tell us the name of this restaurant opening up this weekend. If you haven't heard about it yet, I'll tell you what the story is, but then you'll hear a lot more about it, I'm sure, over the course of the weekend with reviews all over the social media. Our continuing conversation on Twitter, at Good Day Show, is an important thing for you to hold on to. One of the things that has gotten a great deal of attention this week has been the announcement. I'm going to be accused of a couple of different things here with regard to the lifting of the ban on transgender people serving openly in the military. I've seen a number of articles this week that cite a lot of gay media outlets that think this is a good thing. I'm going to give you something else to think about. Food for thought, not to be a, there's no pun intended here in the connection with our restaurant question, but let's not forget that the U.S. military is currently bombing Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria, Iraq, Somalia, Yemen, among others. Let's not forget the U.S. has long histories of supporting despots, the Saudi Arabian despot that's there, Honduras, Uzbekistan, Equatorial Guinea. This sounds like a lesson you'd learn from watching a television show named Madam Secretary. So, chances are pretty good that the U.S. is supporting military coups in the world, trying to get our influence there. We support the Israelis in the war on Hezbollah. All right, so the point I'm trying to make here, in my opinion, my humble opinion, U.S. trans people have been kicked out of the military. They have been harassed. They have been persecuted. They have been attacked on the street, often denied access to basic services like housing and health care, fired from jobs, never hired in the first place. Transgender women, women of color, are murdered at an astonishing rate if you look at the numbers around the country. And what I'm suggesting to you here is this is convenient. Because there are fewer people who are going into the military, and the number of gay people or transgender people or people that are in the service, this is not about respect for them. This is not about respect for them at all. What this is about is using these people as cannon fodder. First ones out in the front line are going to be the people who are least likely to have a long-lived place in the military. This is going to sound outrageous to some of you. It's okay, let it be that way. Give you something to think about anyway.
My suggestion, the reason they're allowing trans people to serve openly in the military is because they want to put them in the front lines and use them as cannon fodder. That's young American men have been in that position for a long time. There aren't many young American men. It's like, who wants to be a policeman anymore? There are a lot of people, good people, who want to be policemen because of all the negative publicity given to policemen who are bad. And so the public's respect for the police is down at an all-time low. And I suggest to you that the respect that used to be associated with people in the service has dwindled somewhat because of our involvement. Not their fault. Don't get me wrong. The people who put on the uniform ought to be respected for giving. That's what they do. They give. But what are they giving of themselves? Their lives more often than not, especially at the young, not necessarily that bright, and somewhat idealistic about their role in the history of the country. And I tell you that, in my humble opinion, that's what the transgender people in the service is all about. Cannon fodder. It'll be something that people will have comments about on Twitter, I'm sure, at your day show. Okay, let's get back to our 2020 news quiz question. Let's see, where do we want to go here? A lot of activity all over the country, which is not a bad thing. Let's see. Cindy, have I spoken to you a lot in the past or ever before?
No.
No.
First time.
Glad to have you here. How are you? Everything good in Roseburg, Oregon?
Going well. It's actually going to be my mom's 80th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to your mother. What's your name?
Her name's Joan.
Joan. What's your last name?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, all right. Well, I was going to wish her a happy birthday so the people that maybe she lives in Roseburg with you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well.
So, yeah, she's asleep.
Wow. That's a good thing. At this time of the morning there, it probably is a good thing that she's asleep.
Definitely.
So she's going to be 80 years old this weekend or today?
Today.
Happy birthday to Joan. Happy birthday to her. You can get this on a podcast, you know. You can go back in an hour or so and go to DougStefan.com, download this hour, and play it back for your mother when she wakes up. How's that for a deal?
Great. How do you spell your last name?
S-T-E-P-H-A-N. And when we put you on hold, Kara will tell you how you can easily find where you can hear the audio. How's that for a deal?
That's great.
Okay. All right. So what company is opening a restaurant in Times Square this weekend? Rather unusual food.
Kellogg's Cereal.
Kellogg's is opening a restaurant. So you can go there and eat Frosted Flakes. Yeah, you will be able to get any number of things, treats, the stuff that they make, Rice Krispies, you know, all the stuff that they're known for, you can go in the restaurant and eat. What do you think about that? Would you go there? Would you eat in a restaurant?
I think I would.
Really?
I saw it on the news, and it looked like it'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, I think it will be. All right, hold on just a second.
And okay, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, let me talk to Sina, who's whereabouts in Ohio. Are you, Sina?
I'm from Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, Ohio. I used to work at WCKY there a long time ago. Are you close to the river?
Oh, cool.
Are you on the...
Yeah, I'm close to the river.
You are. On which side? Yeah. Kentucky side or Ohio side?
Ohio side.
Ah, that's the best side, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. How are the Reds doing this year?
I don't follow the Reds, but I follow the Bengals.
Do you?
Yeah.
A little early for them.
I'm excited about Pete Rose, though. Yeah.
What about Pete Rose are you excited about?
He's getting into the Hall of Fame.
You know, I will say this because it sounds... I apologize sometimes for stories that are self-serving. Pete and I worked at that radio station together. I worked there in the late 80s, early 90s, and I was on from 2 to 6, and he came on from 6 to 8.
That's awesome.
Right after he got booted from baseball, so we gave him a... We didn't. The guy that ran the station gave him a radio program in the early evening. And so he would come down in the studio in the afternoon, and we talked. It was at the time he was being sentenced, and in fact, he went away from his radio. He went to the Marion prison while he was still employed as an afternoon talk person, a sports talk person there. And so I got to know him fairly well. He's an interesting, very interesting character. And people, no matter what, in Cincinnati, the guy will go down as a hero forever. Everybody loves this guy in Cincinnati.
Yeah, they do.
Everybody, yeah. Right. What's happened to his son, Young Pete? I've not followed him. Where'd he end up?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
All right, well, that's close enough. All right, I just wanted to have a chat. What do you think about going to a restaurant that serves nothing but breakfast food, but cereal. Would you go to a restaurant like this Kellogg's restaurant?
I would. There is one in Cincinnati, and I go. There's one in Over the Rhine, it's called, and it's awesome. Like, a lot of people go there. It's more for hipsters, but there's a lot of people that go there.
I didn't know that.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it is a great idea. It's just something different, that's all. A treat for people. All right, Sean, I'm going to give you one of these books, too. I think you'll like it. Hold on just a second, and Carol will talk to you as well. It's 46 past the hour. Kellogg's is the answer to our 2020 News Quiz question.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
In the news, how doctors die. This is Dr. Shamus on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. A few years ago, an essay on how doctors die went viral. It essentially said, we doctors avoid the last ditch and all too often futile, expensive, painful hospitalizations in our final months of life. In other words, we knew enough about modern medicine to use hospice care or die at home with our families. Sadly, a new study out says that's a myth. Doctors die no different and are just as overtreated and miserable as non-doctors. Here's the thing. I'm all in favor of aggressive treatment, but there is a point when aggressive treatment is just torturing the dying. DCOC advice, the default setting in acute care medicine is aggressive intervention and treatment. If you don't get that and make plans to fight it, inevitably, your end will be as miserable as a doctor's. Who needs that? Not me. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Catch my latest podcast on drchambersoncall.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Talking about the Kellogg's thing, other food news, a fun, easy way to coordinate an outing with your friends. It's called the Down to Lunch app, which sends your friends a push notification so you can instantly know who's down to go out with you to grab lunch, coffee, maybe a happy hour drink, that sort of thing. It's called the Down to Lunch app, FYI, from a good day at 10 before the hour.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you.
And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Is known as Safety Mom. June is National Safety Month, and so Safety Mom Allison Jacobson has some tips for us here on making your home a safer place, especially if you have young children. You're the mother of four children, I understand, and stepmother to another four. So what's it like on Thanksgiving at your house?
Pretty crazy, I must admit.
Yeah, well, it's a good way for you to get trained, and maybe for your children to get trained as well. Not only do you have eight children, but you also have a husband that has MS.
Exactly. So there's a lot of safety issues in my home and in every home that everybody needs to be concerned about. And even if you don't have kids, chances are you're going to be having kids visiting you. So you really need to make sure your home is as safe as it can be.
How do you do this, Allison, without scaring people, without it being the fear factor? Because you know as well as I do, the news media loves to scare everybody. But then there are genuine things to be concerned about and to care about. So where do you draw the line?
I call it pragmatic parenting and being proactive. It's like wearing a seatbelt in a car. You know, it's just something we do to keep safe, and that's not scary. It's just something we do. So we need to get into the habit of looking around our home for those things that we can take care of. Take, for example, cord blinds. Cord blinds are a hazard because they're strangulation. So if you've got cord blinds dangling from your window, get those little cleats and just wrap them up and away so your kids can't get to them. Another one is furniture. You know, we've heard a lot about topple over accidents, and every 24 minutes a child is going to the ER because furniture or TV fell on them. And a lot of times it's a heavy piece of furniture and people don't think it's going to fall. Well, it can if a child pulls out a drawer or stands on it. So best way to do it, just keep it safe and put some furniture straps on the back of it, affix it to the wall, and you're good to go.
I guess maybe the focus is on the latest news from IKEA or that concern about the chest that's fallen over on, I think in the last few years, six youngsters have died. So that makes us think that there is something to this because there's carelessness. I don't know whether, I don't have children that age and I don't use IKEA furniture, but I know I've heard the story from some mothers who have said to me on the air that this is something that if you have common sense, you look in the box, there are the things in there, you have to follow the directions. But that's one of the problems that you face, isn't it, or any of us face. There are people who do not have common sense, and how do you work with that?
Well, I'll tell you, what's great about that is manufacturers who are committed to keeping our kids safe. So I'm here working today with Tide. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but there's the liquid laundry packs that so many people use now, and they come in containers, and one of the things you need to make sure is that you know, keep them in the original container and then lock them up in a way where kids can't get to them. But now Tide has come up with the first ever child-resistant bag design for their liquid laundry packets. It's got a child guard zipper. They've gone through so much testing, just like you would for containers for medication or other household cleaners, and kids will not be able to get into them. So that's why I'm so excited to be working with companies like this who are really trying to make it safe for all our kids with all of these products out there.
Mm-hmm. In terms of your own experience, do you find your best audience to be other mothers? Are fathers listening to this? I guess that we have a whole different sort of parental relationship and spousal relationship when it comes to parenting. How often do you find you're hitting the nail on the head with fathers as well as mothers?
I think that nowadays it's much just as likely that a dad will be the stay-at-home dad and mom will be at work, or we have a multi-generational family where grandparents are the caregivers. So my message resonates to everyone. And even, for example, if you're having parties or you're having little ones over just for the day, that's why it's so important. And really my message gets across to everyone because we all come in contact with children and it's all up to us to make sure they stay safe.
I agree with you 100%. What a great message, and the information is square and fair.
You know what? For your listeners, if they want more great home safety tips, they can go to safekids.org to find out more about these laundry packets. They can go to Tide.com. And I think it's important to notice that as much childproofing as you do, it doesn't take the place of constant supervision over our children. We really need to keep our eyes on our kids. So put your phones down, put your books down, take your eyes off the TV, and keep your eyes on your kids.
Allison Jacobson, who is known as the safety mom here, with some items of interest, keeping ourselves focused on June especially, but this is good for any time of the year, but June is National Safety Month.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.